morning and welcome to Saturday Night Sega. My name is Gavi, and I completely played the wrong Baku Baku Animal song again. I keep trying to find the one that's from the demo that I played, and it may well be that one, and I just can't remember. But anyway, that was that. And before that, we had We Fear the Light from DJ Ear from Sandopolis, so. I am joined, as ever, by Mina.
Hi.
Who's currently watching Dr. Foster on Netflix, which is a TV show that she's all of a sudden got interested in, despite the fact that it's been on BBC for the last couple of years. And also, I put on Twitter, if you follow my Twitter account at SNS_RS, you'd find out that I have a second co-host, which is my little girl. Alexis, say hello. She's not a performing monkey. She might say it, she might not. Alexis, hey, say hi. Hi.
Alexis, hi baby.
We'll get there eventually. I might have to take the iPad off her. She's currently watching Disney Life. So I'm recording a show. Mina's watching Netflix and Alexis is watching Disney Life. In fact, she's putting the teaser trailer on for Incredibles 2. Alexis, say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like Sega music? Yeah. Did you like the music we just had on? Did you know that you're the youngest person to co-host an episode of a Radio Sega show ever? I don't think they're going to find many people much younger than two and a half to do a show for them. So, do you reckon you could say hi to people? Alexis, say hello, Sega.
Hello, Sega.
Yeah. Anyone else we could say hello to? I know. How about the man who is potentially getting me a... who might be getting me a thing. Alexis, say hello, Viper. Hey, Alexis.
Hello, Viper.
That's probably the closest you'll get. Can you... I'll have to listen to this recording back. I don't know whether we heard you. We'll be like that. Please say hello. Please hello. And you just don't hear her. She is sat next to me.
Oh, come here, you. Oh.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found out on Twitter, literally about 5 minutes before I started pre-recording this show, that apparently it's 24 years to the day since the Sega Saturn came out in the US. Or North America, shall we say. Not the US. The US is quite a broad release, because that could encompass all sorts of things. So, what I've decided to do is, rather impromptu, I always said that the first Saturday Night Special was going to be when we did the Mega Drive Mini Lodge. And actually, I'd also had another idea for a show that I want to do before that, which I think Alexis here would absolutely adore. But I'll talk more about that at another time. So this evening, all of the music break music, seeing as I can't take requests because it's a pre-recorded show, it's all going to be Saturn music. And I realised that if I go into Radio DJ and I type in Saturn, it gives me a list of games that we have registered as Saturn. Hooray! I'm kind of explaining away We Fear the Light by DJ Ear, even though it's from a remix of Sandopolis Zone from Sonic 3, or Sonic & Knuckles, should I say, is that Sonic & Knuckles was on Sonic Jam, which is a Saturn game. And that I think that works. Do you think that works? I think that works.
I'm not listening.
You're not listening?
No.
No, you're watching Netflix or your phone.
Yes.
Which is it?
Both.
Both.
I can't do three.
You can't do three?
No.
Well, Alexis can't even do one very well, bless her. What are you watching? You're watching Monsters, Inc. It was Incredibles 5 minutes ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character in Monsters, Inc.? Do you want to come a little bit closer to the microphone?
No.
No? Okay, then. You sit by yourself. Who's your favourite character? You like Sully, don't you? Sully and Boo.
Huh?
Sully and Boo.
Yeah, Sully and Boo.
Yeah.
Sounds like Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom. Alexis, say Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
Alexis, say Toot Toot Sonic Warrior. Well, she started. She was like, ch-ch-ch. Toot toot, Sonic Warrior. Toot toot. Boop. So, so there's music. So, just to give you an idea of what we could play, Mina's now rewinding Netflix in case she missed something really important while she was on her phone. So we could have music from Baku Baku Animal, Afterburner, Battlerina Toshinden, the Club Saturn album, Daytona USA, Fighting Vipers, Galactic Protector. Oh no, that's on there because there's a song called Saturn, not Galactic Protector then. My Mai, which has got a remix from the Sega Saturn startup sound. Do you know what? I'm going to play that next, actually. That's really weird. Outrun, Phantasy Star Collection, Power Drift. Project X Zone's come up purely because it's got Sega Saturn Shiro on there, but I don't think that's going to have lyrics. Puyo Puyo 2, Sega Saturn History. There are other games that are popping up on here that aren't listed. Sega Con, Sega Rock, Shenmue 2, Shinobi X, Sonic 3D, Sonic Generations. That's because it's got Saturn Remix. Sonic Jam, Sonic R, Sonic the Hedgehog Boom, which I think is like a remix album. Sonic Extreme. Three Dirty Dwarves and Virtual Fighter. So there are more than that on there, but I suppose I'd have to go looking for them. What are you watching now? Are you still on? That's it. You're still on Monsters Inc. That's okay. So we're going to play My Mai. I'm going to play Cupido as well from Battlerina Toshinden Remix because I like that song very much. And we will have. God, Athlete Kings, that's a game. I forgot about that one. Occam's Razor. That's something completely different. Isn't Occam's Razor like something? I know it's the name of a song, but that's something else, isn't it?
It's theory.
Is that the theory that when you mishear something? Or that you misremember it compared to...
No, not Occam's Razor. There is the simplest solution is Occam's
Razor. I see. How bizarre that there's a track named that. I'm going to play that. I don't think... From Fighting Vipers, I don't think that's one that gets played an awful lot. I think we tend to go more for King of the Mountain and things like that. But Occam's Razor. It's a very, very bizarre title for a track, I think. Alexis, do you want to introduce this next one?
No.
No? You're not a very good co-host, are you? No, she shook her head. No. You're not a very good host, are you? Nah, not really. I'm only two. Alexis, say, I'm only two. Okay, do you want to count us into the next song?
Yeah.
Yeah? What number do you want to go up to?
Two.
You want to go up to two? Well, that won't be hard then, will it? Do you want to count to two then?
Okay, Alexis, count.
Count to two.
Alexis, counting.
Count to two. So, one.
Three, go.
We went to four. Well, there we go. Okay, so here's my mic. And oh, are you coming close to me? Do you want to say hello, everyone?
Hello, everyone.
Right. Should we count to five? Let's count to five, and then we'll play some music after that. So you count to five. Go on.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
That's not five. Back in a minute. We'll be right back. Alexis has cottoned on to what I'm doing, and is now sat on my lap. So after in this last music break, or the last talk bed where I tried to get her to come and sit next to me and she wouldn't do it, she's now realised that I'm pressing buttons on the laptop and she wants to join in. So she's now sat on my lap. We're currently watching Piper, which, if you have never seen it before, is an absolutely stunningly beautiful Disney short. About a little baby birdie, isn't it? Baby birdie.
Baby birdie.
Called Piper.
Piper.
Yeah. So that's a thing. You're adorable, aren't you? Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So there are things that I did want to talk about. I suppose at one point we'll talk about the Sega Saturn and how I absolutely regret selling mine. I really wish I'd kept it, especially when I see some of the prices that some of the games go for that I owned. Did you know, and I'm talking to Mina about this one, did you know that I traded in my Sega Saturn and all of the games I owned for it for £50?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you know that if you currently look up the price of Burning Rangers on its own, right now, it's worth three times that much?
British.
Oh, you go back to the beginning. You're watching Piper again. Piper again. You like pirates, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You like pirates as well. Alexis, do you want to sing a song? Can you sing a song for us?
No.
No? Am I putting you on the spot? You sing Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Okay, that's fine. You can stay sat on my lap, though. You don't have to. Anyway. Oh, okay. We're not sitting on my lap. All right, then. Off you go. You don't want to sit next to me. You're going over to Mummy. Ah, well, okay. I think it might just be me, then. She might come back at some point. So, if you backed Johnny Giorelli's recent pledge music campaign for an album of which is called One Voice, it's on Spotify as well if you've never heard it, my good old friend Adam, also known as T-Bird, told me that I should probably listen to it, and I haven't as yet, but you know that he did it fundraiser through pledge music, and he it was there to raise money for a guy called Joe Barber. And unfortunately, a couple of days ago, Johnny Giorelli was forced to email this update to everyone who had backed the project. And after he found out that quite a few people hadn't received the email, he then posted it publicly. So he wrote, "My friends, we have a serious problem. I've been holding back from telling everyone what has happened until I had a firm confirmation of the situation with Pledge Music, and today I have that confirmation. I've held this sad news deep within me since the release of One Voice. Joe Barber never got his money. Pledge Music illegally and unethically used all Pledge's money to fund their internal operations and then ran out of money. I gave 2 years of my life, I gave just about every memory I own as gifts to you, and the money that Joe was so badly needed was used to pay salaries for Pledge Music employees and other company bullshit." Now, may I point out, I have never heard Johnny Giorelli swear, so for that to actually be written is something, you know, kind of shows just how angry he may well feel. "I didn't go to the press because an ex-CEO came in and tried to sell the company, but today it failed and they're filing bankruptcy. So you understand how I feel at the moment. I gave just about every music memory I had to this cause, plus my heart and soul into the music. Hundreds and hundreds of hours, plus your hard-earned money to make it all work. And I simply have no words. They robbed us. They robbed me. They robbed Joe. Folks, once again, I need to ask for your financial help for Joe. This time I can't offer you gifts. I can only offer you my heartfelt thanks. His rehab costs continue to grow. His household bills continue to grow. So I'm going to start a new fund for Joe. I need everyone to please just send 10 euros each. That's it. 10 euros, and we'll be able to give him 10 to 15,000. And although it's not where we were, it's something more than he has now. I'm going to continue to fight Pledge Music, and I most likely will take legal action. And if I win, he'll have more money to help him. It's all I can do at the moment." So, there's a link which I'm fairly sure someone in Discord will be able to post for me. That would be absolutely wonderful. Obviously, I can't do it right now because, you know, this broadcast is 7 years into the future from where we are at the minute. It's 3:30, so it would be 10:30 by the time we get to this point. Ish.
7 years.
No, 7 hours.
He said 7 years.
Well, if it's 7 years in the future and Johnny Girelli is still asking for money, then something's gone seriously wrong.
He said 7 years.
Okay, well, it's 7 hours. 7 hours in the future. It's like Avengers Endgame. I wanted to say something then, but I realised it would be, whilst the spoiler ban has now ended, I would realise it would still be a huge spoiler if I said it out loud. So the website is https://helppopelive.org/campaign/9536, which I know sounds really, really awkward, but Radio Sega have tweeted it. And there's another couple of people have tweeted it as well. And I'm sure it'll be put in the Discord as well. And I think that's absolutely disgusting, to be honest. I mean, I know we seem to be having a point now on the show where Gav has a rant about something once, you know, but I think in this instance, the rant is really justified. I mean, I've used Pledge Music before. I've used them quite a few times, actually, with bands and artists that I've respected. You know, bands like Alter Bridge and In Me, and I'm fairly sure I did something from Devin Townsend through Pledge Music. And if I didn't, I did actually. Yeah, Casualties of Cool album that he did. And to actually see that they took money from artists that, you know, were wanting to get paid and have used it for themselves. And I don't know. I mean, I was talking to Mina about this yesterday, and I don't think I never really sort of got a response. But I mean, what?
Sorry, what?
The Pledge Music thing.
What about it? Sorry.
Well, your thoughts on it, really?
I wasn't listening. You know that I'm watching TV.
Yeah, but I told you about this yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
The, you know, like using money that should have gone to someone to pay for medical bills to.
I think it's disgusting because it is the equivalent of a charity stealing from people.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting, and I will be surprised if they don't get investigated for it. I mean, thing is, if they've gone into administration or whatever, if they're failing, then what could happen? But I think those people that made that decision, they need to be held accountable.
They do, and I do agree with Johnny on this, in the fact that he will most likely take legal action. Unfortunately, from what I understand of businesses that go into administration, is you tend to go into administration if you have no money.
Exactly. So what's going to happen?
So whilst they could be found guilty of stealing money from,
could the people who are responsible for it, they go to jail? Because it's
there. You could argue the point, but that's not going to get him his money back.
No, but they need to realise there are punishments for it. Because if they get away with it, what's stopping any other place? what's stopping any other pledging site from doing the same?
I think the thing that gets me is Pledge Music was used by a lot of people.
Any crowd, what is it called? Crowd server, fund my whatever. Anything?
Well, yeah, it'd be like any crowdfunding, isn't it? It's like, yeah. Kickstarter and things like that. I mean, imagine if Kickstarter did the same thing. Isn't, you know, you've got.
Alexis.
Is it time for a music break?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll continue this talk after Alexis has had her hissy fit. Oh dear, what should I play? As I say, is it time for? I'm going to play Poker Face purely because I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. We'll play that. Here you go. Here's some music for you. We'll be right back. So that's the Shenmue theme that we've just been playing. If it was from the Sega Saturn. It's called Saturn Shenmue theme, so I imagine that's what it is. Before that, we had Try, the biggest game in the world. From, well, it says Victory Gold 97, but I think it was also called Sega Worldwide Soccer 97. And then before that, Poker Face, Super Arrange from Power Drift. Alexis has calmed down now. So there you go. That was good timing for a music break, I think. During the break, I've that's a grey hair. Nice. Someone's getting old. So whilst we had that music break, I went on Pledge Music, which I'm really surprised. They're still open. So whilst despite filing for bankruptcy, you can still go and buy stuff from them right now. Which makes you wonder. I couldn't recall if Pledge Music was one of those websites where it actually told you how much money that you've raised for a particular project or not. And it doesn't, which is unfortunate. But with Johnny Giorelli saying that 15,000 euros would be less than what he was planning on selling. But it's still quite a fair amount of money. I just can't, I'm just lost for words with it, to be honest with you. It's one of those where it's just, I can't believe it happening. If it happened to me, I'd be absolutely livid. But to lighten the mood, there's video of this if you want to go looking for it. Obviously, again, I'm not around, so I can't share it. But it is definitely there is the strangest news I've read all week. Not quite the strangest news I've heard all year, because there is stranger. A train driver in England, I don't know if Amina's seen this on Facebook or whatever, it's been doing the rounds last day or so. The train driver is under investigation after he left the tannoy system on whilst on the train, and he was seemingly watching porn. which is kind of, I mean, it was on, I think it's Southwest Trains was the one involved. Someone tweeted it saying, oh, tube driver was watching porn this morning, and it's like you can just see all the passengers just having fits of giggles and going, oh, is that one of the patients, is that for the train driver? And other people are like, no, I think it might be someone else. And all of this, and it's Transport for London actually responded back going, sorry, I've just found other news that might also be Southwestern Rail, there we go. So Transport for London responded saying, oh dear, thankfully not one of our trains or drivers, with a crying eyes emoji. So they're seeing the funny side of it, which is a bit weird for Transport for London. Southwestern Railway, however, have gone, Southwestern Railway has a policy of blocking inappropriate material, including pornographic websites, on its onboard and station Wi-Fi services. We're investigating this incident to establish how this material was broadcast on our service. Quite obvious, isn't it? It wasn't on your service. The guy, if he was using his mobile phone, was clearly on mobile data, thereby bypassing the Wi-Fi block that you had on your train. Also, in strange news I've just read this week, because I've literally just seen it, kids are in tears in... Where is this? Children in the cinema. What cinema? I want to know. Oh, it's in Montreal. This is in Canada. The Gucho March Central Cinema in Montreal started playing The Curse of La Llorona instead of Detective Pikachu. Someone tweeted, the theatre I'm in is playing a trailer for Annabelle Comes Home before Detective Pikachu. Look away, children. Oh, no. And kids are crying. Now the Joker trailer's on. There was also a trailer for the remake of Child's Play, which has got Chucky the doll. After parents complained to cinema staff, the film was turned off and cinema goers were moved to another screen where Detective Pikachu was being shown. Last year, an Australian cinema accidentally played the trailer for Hereditary, touted as one of the scariest films of the year, before a showing of Peter Rabbit. I love it. I love it when they do that. It's like, the following trailers have been deemed appropriate for this film, and it's like you're watching something like, The Land Before Time 25, you know, Meteor Misses the Earth or whatever, and it's one of those where you all of a sudden you get a trailer for Jigsaw. And it's like, yes, you know, the... These two films are clearly related. Alexis, what's your favourite film? Alexis is currently watching... I don't know, what is she watching? Mina, what's Alexis watching?
Vampirina,
good. Still on the Disney then. Check mygp.com. So Mina's watching Dr. Foster. It's a TV program about a doctor who's a little bit mental because her life's like falling around. Sometimes people write, they're reading about they've seen a ratings website where you can say vile things on the internet, which sounds completely accurate to the internet. What other Sega news can we talk about this week? I suppose we should talk about the Sega Saturn at some point, seeing as it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Sega Saturn. It's 24 years old in North America. I wonder what the gap is between the American release and the European. I wonder if we could do this all over again for the European launch. So, let's see. July the 8th, 1995. Oh, God, it only sold 9.26 million units worldwide. That's just the point. Panzer Dragoon's not showing up as music that I could play on here. I might play some Panzer Dragoon. Panzer Dragoon! Flight, synthesizer version. Yeah, go on then. Oh no, hang on. Orchestral complete version of the main theme. We like orchestra. Let's play that one. 9.26 million. That's not that many. Even by 1995 standards. We'll play some Sonic music as well. Do you want some Sonic R? Do you have a preference on Sonic R?
Why do you keep trying to talk to me?
I'm asking a question!
Yeah, I'm not listening to you.
I know you're not, but I want to know if you have any preference on Sonic R music. No. Shall we, because it's looking rather miserable and grey outside, shall we, for a lol, play Can You Feel the Sunshine? Can you feel the sunshine? No. Does it brighten up your day? Fuck no! You watch people in the forums now in Discord. There's a 2-year-old around and he's swearing. He's like, there, she's not copying yet. As soon as she starts copying, that's when I'll stop.
Also, she's not paying attention.
She's also not paying attention. Alexis! She did look at me then. Do 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 do. Ah, there's our good friend Sega Saturn Shiro. We'll play that as well. That should crack in just on the hour mark. Okay, here we go then. Here's some more music. It's Panzer Dragoon. It's Sonic R. And it's everyone's favourite, which, if Mina's paying attention or not, she'll still sing along. Sega Saturn Shiro, etc, etc, etc. Back in a bit. Thank you.
し込めた一人の男が今日も行く。真面目に遊ばぬ奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。背が高しろ、背が高しろ、背が高しろ。テニスやカラオケ、ナンパにクラブ、他にすることあるだろうが、触れなきゃ遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタンシロ。
若者よ、真剣に取り組んでいるものがあるか。命がけで打ち込んでいるものがあるか。セガサタンしろ。指が折れるまで、指が折れるまで。
刹那の快楽追い続けても、虚しい余生が残るだけ。とことん極めぬ奴らには体に叩き込むぞ。背が高しろ、背が高しろ、背が高しろ。白い浮き雲、真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地、途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタンシロ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタン
しろ。I would never, ever, ever interrupt. I've got an itch, sorry. I'd never interrupt myself. I'd never interrupt Sega Saturn Shiro at all, ever. I was reading up on the Sega Saturn during the last music break, because I actually wanted something to talk about. I was also looking at Manchester United's end of season sale, because I still haven't bought the pink away shirt yet. I wanted to get Alexis one as well, but I think if they do it in the kids' shirt that I'm looking at, the smallest I can get is 7 to 8 years, in which case it's going to be a good 5 years out of date by the time she can wear it. And the Man United shop don't sell the toddler sizes anymore, so they must have completely sold out. So I don't know whether I'll be able to get one from anywhere else. I might have to just wait for them to do another pink shirt at some point. But yes, anyway, so I was reading up on the Saturn, because I wanted to just see if there's anything that we can talk about. I realised I never knew it beforehand. I found out it had 600 games released for it, which is an awful lot. I mean, you know, I don't even think I could name 100, to be honest with you. And let's face it, we've got through an hour of this podcast, of this week's show already, and we haven't... I mean, all right, we've had a couple of Sonic tracks, but we haven't touched Burning Rangers or Knights yet. But don't worry, we will. this time. Sorry, I've got a stretch. Just trying to stretch it out. I suppose at this point there's not an awful lot that I can really tell about the Saturn, especially as I think Hidden Palace Zone is also covering the same topic, or has also covered the same topic. I say is covering the topic, but of course, you know, that's insinuating that, again, this is taking place in the past. But not 7 years. Not 7 years. Alexis, bless her, has fallen asleep. So when I asked her earlier if she was having fun being a co-host and she said yes, she was clearly lying. But bless her, she looks so adorable. Oh. Mina, I don't know if you heard her. Mina say, my back hurts. She's still watching Dr. Foster, bless her. She's not fallen asleep yet. Normally she's fallen asleep by now. I think she's wanting to save it.
Depending on what time you record it. You fell asleep last night. That's what you're recording it on Saturday.
Yes. So I tweeted. For those of you who do follow Twitter, you'll know this anyway, because if you follow us on Twitter, then you'll have seen me tweet it. I tweeted saying that I was going to pre-record the show after we'd finished watching Pocahontas, which is not a very good film. I don't enjoy that film. Flop. So I was like, yeah, so we'll pre-record. I'll pre-record Saturday Night Sega now. And then Mina sort of started to fall a little bit. She started to feel a little tired. So I kind of just had a little bit of a cuddle with her and thought, I've got enough for a couple of minutes. And then all of a sudden I fell asleep, and when she woke me up, it was 25 to 1, and she was like, you still pre-recording your show? I'm like,
it was not 25 to 1.
It wasn't far off.
It was 25 to 11.
No!
It was, and then we fell asleep for another hour, it was 12:30, and you fell asleep for a third time, stayed down here until 1:45.
I don't know, talking about sleeping is making me tired. That's not good. So yes, that's why we're pre-recording. It's very odd. I think this is the first time.
Oh, she drooled on me.
Ha. I think this is the first time in, 9 and a bit years that I've actually pre-recorded a show on the same night it's due to air. And I've done quite a few things, actually. I've started to pre-record a show and then got so angry I've turned it off and just cancelled the show. I think that was your fault, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that was your fault.
What?
Where I've been pre-recording a show and then got so angry I cancelled it. The same night I was pre-recording it. I can't remember. I think we'd had an argument or something, or I was clearly unhappy about something.
You had obviously fucked up someone.
I do have previous for that. So I started recording the show. The funny thing is, I got about an hour and a quarter into it. Right, now bearing in mind that this show is 2 hours long, I got an hour and a quarter into this show. And I remember I was just doing the recording, playing some music, and I could just feel it bubbling up in my head, and I was just like, no, forget about it. And then eventually, I just sat there and I went, do you know what? Fuck it. And I turned it off and deleted it, and I just went, nah, it's cancelled. Fun. So anyway, Sega Saturn. I owned one, and I just got rid of it for 50 quid. And some of the games that I had on it were like a who's who of great games. I had 2 football games on it. Actually, no, I had 3 football games on it. I kind of feel like you only ever really need one football game, and you just keep updating it. But I had FIFA 97. Oh no, hang on. Did I have 4? I had FIFA 97. I had Sega Worldwide Soccer 97 and 98. And I think I even bought Actua Soccer as well. Now, yeah, you know, you do only ever need the one football game, because they all play the same. Although with FIFA 97, I never actually played it as a football game, because FIFA 97 had an indoor mode, so you could play like 5-on-5. It also had a very, very strange glitch where it wouldn't accurately log who had scored goals. So if you scored a goal with one character, but you'd rather the second, one player, and you'd rather the other player scored it, all you had to do was substitute the positions, and it changed them. So all of a sudden you could have like something really bizarre, like a goalkeeper scoring a hat trick, purely because you just wanted him to score a hat trick. And what are you doing? Have you noticed the Snapchat filter?
What do you think I will look like as a girl with a girl Snapchat filter?
Isn't it meant to, it's meant to gender swap, isn't it? So if you're a girl, is it not supposed to make you look like... It's being called a gender swap Snapchat. So Mina's doing the Snapchat filter. I'm guessing she's seen Sven's one. And that's where she's starting to get noticed this from. So the Snapchat have done this filter where apparently you take a photo of yourself and it's supposed to gender swap you as a, the opposite gender.
Oh, I think. There's a girl one and there's a boy one.
Oh, there's a girl one and a boy one. Well, maybe you should do the boy one. No. What would you look like as a man? If you do it as a girl, you're just going to look the same, aren't you? It's just going to airbrush the shit out of your face.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do it as a man, it'll probably, like, wrinkle you up and make
it
you look like you're 80.
It takes a lot of resources, though.
What?
It's proper, like, sketchy, the camera.
Is it?
Yeah.
I need to see. But that would involve me having to... I'll get up. I want a drink anyway. I need to see this. Have you taken the photo?
No.
Have you done it? Okay.
What, me as a girl?
Well, both. Do both. So, yeah, so I owned Loaded, which is a cracking game. In fact, I bought that on PlayStation. So when I got rid of my Saturn, I bought it again on PlayStation. And I still need to own Reloaded, actually, which I think is still on the digital store. You done? Tunnel B1 is terrible. That's a really bad game. I didn't enjoy that. The Saturn version of Resident Evil didn't work very well. But it got me into the franchise, so that's nice. I had Knights, I had Burning Rangers, I had Sonic Jam, I had Sonic R, I had Tomb Raider, which was quite an impressive feat, given that you know, the Saturn couldn't do 3D graphics that well. It's actually kind of surprising some of the games I didn't own. I never owned Sega Rally, I never owned Sega Touring Car Championship. In fact, to this day, I've still never played Sega Touring Car Championship. I didn't have Deep Fear, though I wanted to. I really, really did want to own Deep Fear. In fact, if it wasn't for the fact that that Burning Rangers would cost me £150 to get back. In fact, I mean, I'm saying this. If I just do it, I'm going to do a quick search. If I do a search on CEX for Burning Rangers, how much would they sell it for? I also keep looking for The Haunting on there. And they never have one in stock in Grantham, but they never really have one in stock anywhere I'm visiting either. Which is really annoying. It's like the number of times I go to Nottingham and it's never in stock there. Tottenham Court Road apparently has one in stock, though. I'm not anywhere near Tottenham Court Road anytime soon. Which is also equally annoying. So, yeah, if I was to do a search, Burning Rangers. Burning Rangers, go! CEX are charging £95. Or £135 if it's in mint condition. And it's really, really annoying to know that I owned that. But yeah, I mean, that would be one of the main reasons why I'd want a Saturn back. I'd love to buy another Sega Saturn. I really would. And I would play the crap out of the games on it. However, the only reason I would buy one back is if I had a copy of Burning Rangers. Because with Sega seemingly not wanting to re-release it on anything, then I can't see... I can't see a reason for owning it. Someone's selling a copy on eBay for £15. That's not a bad price. Are the same condition acceptable, right? For sale, we have burning disc, faulty, not working, has a crack in the disc. Acceptable condition, though.
For a coaster?
Who knows? Who knows? I'm so disappointed. Yeah, I mean, even looking on here, £72 with 7 bids, £119.99, £149.99, £140. Do you know what? The funny thing is Burning Rangers is one of those games where if I ever saw it for like £50 or £60, I would buy it for that sort of amount of money and then figure out the Saturn issue afterwards. Although I'd love for Sega just to re-release it. I mean, don't even bring it out. Don't even HD it or whatever. Just find the source code and just put it on. Oh, hang on. Mina's done the photos. Let's have a look. Ow. Let's have a look. Right, so which is which? Oh, good lord.
Really? You can't tell which is which? Go back to your laptop.
Well, the one... The one with me. Hang on, I need a drink first while I'm off. Oh, all of the talk of Burning Rangers has made me want to put Burning Rangers music on. We'll do that next. So,
wow.
The photos of Mina as a man. Well, the photos of Mina as a girl, you'd be very, very shocked to hear. Kind of make her look a little bit anime, actually.
Yeah.
In the sense that
you look like a cuter version of myself.
Well, yeah, but you've also got like humongous eyes.
Yeah.
As a man, you actually look like someone who I feel like I already know.
My brother.
Actually, now you mention it.
Yeah.
That wasn't who I was thinking of, but yeah, it does seem to. That's really clever, though, how it just decides to just airbrush all your hair out.
Yeah.
And does a pretty good job of colour matching what's behind you, actually. Yeah. That's really clever.
Are you going to try it?
I am not.
Why?
Because I think the beard would kind of...
No.
I'll do it during the next music break. I'm not going to do it now. Let's play some music. Oh. I think people have listened to me talk long enough. After all of this, I actually went to voice meet and went, I did press the mute button, didn't I? Imagine we're talking all this time and they've not actually been listening to us again. Right, so I played Argoyle G. Should we play... I think we need to play Angels with Burning Hearts. And we'll play some Knights as well. You're going to want the kids' version, aren't you? Or should I? I'll play the acapella. Yeah, I'll play the acapella version, actually. I quite enjoy the acapella version. Of course, I can't remember where it is. In a dream I can dream. I think it's from Christmas Nights. Which it's not. Oh, there we go, acapella version. We'll play that one. For a laugh, should we play Mushroom Hill Zone from the Sonic, from the game.com version of Sonic Jam? I know it's not Saturn, but... Let's play that one, actually, because I seem to recall that's pretty good music. Okay, here we go. So, we're going to have a Sonic Team batch here. So, Burning Rangers, Nights into Dreams, and Sonic Jam, as in actual Sonic Jam, not I'm going to play music from a Sonic game and claim it's from Sonic Jam. Back in a bit.
Standing there in the night. Dream delight. I found someone who really cares. In the night. Dream delight. I want to see you smile again. In the night, dream delight. You are the one I've waited for.
So that was a nice little Sega Saturn music break, as they all have been. Sonic Jam Game Manual, Dreams Dreams a cappella version from Nights into Dreams, although I thought that was Christmas Night. And Angels with Burning Hearts from Burning Rangers. During the, while the music was playing, I've been on CEX's website to actually have a look at how much they sell Saturn games for. Purely for the, partly because I wanted to see how much it would take for me to buy back the games I owned. Also, I was curious to see whether Burning Rangers was the most expensive game that they have on there. It is not. The most expensive game that you can buy on CEX's website is Panzer Dragoon Saga, which, if you can find a mint copy, and shockingly, there isn't anywhere in the UK that's selling one, they will sell it to you for £400. Now, I know Panzer Dragoon Saga is a rare game, to say the least, but to say that you could actually buy an Xbox One X for only £50 more. Ironically, if you just want Panzer Dragoon Saga boxed, that would cost you £300, and there are a fair few places that are actually selling that at £300. If you own one, they'll take it from you for £210. which is just shocking. Some of the other prices, Street Fighter Collection, they'll take one, they will sell that for 250 quid. A game called Courier Crisis, which I've never heard of, they've got that listed for £200. Mortal Kombat Trilogy, despite the fact that it also came out on the PlayStation, and I own it on the PlayStation, they'll sell that for £180 for Mortal Kombat. It's like, Jesus, I mean, you know, you... As I say, Burning Rangers, as we mentioned before, £135. Swagman, 130 quid. Mr. Bones, which I've not played any music from yet, that would cost you 120. Shinobi X is 120. It's just absolutely bizarre. Oh, pardon me, bizarre. On the other end of the spectrum, the cheapest game that you could buy is Sega Worldwide Soccer 97, which would cost you £2. Or you could buy Euro 96 for £3. In fact, a lot of the cheaper games on the Sega Saturn spectrum are all sports games. Hardcore 4x4, Andretti Racing, Worldwide Soccer 98, Highway 2000, NBA Live 97, Tunnel B1 for a fiver. There you go, that shows you how bad that game was. Manx TT for a fiver, Sega Rally Championship for a fiver. Yeah, these are all sort of sports games. In fact, the first one I can find that isn't a sports game is Virtua Cop 2, which would cost £6. Alien Trilogy, £6. But yeah, it's just really, really bizarre that just how it seems to jump in quality or in price all of a sudden. Also, looking at this, there's a lot of games that I've never heard of. It just shows that sort of when I was younger, I never really looked at stuff like this. I mean, Casper's a brilliantly hard game. Super hard game, actually. But, I love my Saturn. Getting rid of my Saturn and then sort of regretting getting rid of the Saturn. That's one of the reasons why I didn't get rid of the Dreamcast. Because I didn't want to have the same issue again of, I own this game and I wish I hadn't got rid of it. In fact, if I do, let's just... quick little search for Dreamcast and then sort high to low. Do I own the most expensive? Well, actually, the most expensive Dreamcast item CEX have is the actual Dreamcast itself, which they're charging for £95. And then it all drops in price quite dramatically. Although I think... there we go. It's because it's looking for specifically Sega Dreamcast. Oof! Cannon Spike, £220. That's expensive. Jeez. Oh, Skies of Arcadia, 75 quid. I own that. Hooray! At least I know that if I ever want money, I can sell that. Get £52 for it. That would fund a thing. Mina's still watching the Netflix thing. Is it interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd ask you to explain it, but I think it would take far too much to explain.
A man is an asshole.
That's essentially the gist of that then. Fantastic. That I mean, that's kind of really shocking for a BBC programme. But for American programmes, I suppose that's kind of par for the course, is it not? American TV programmes. I mean, he was watching Dead to Me last week, and that seems to be pretty much the same gist. Yeah. Right, I want to put some more music on, because I think I have exhausted all topics of conversation. There's nothing else that I can really talk about. Obviously, the reason this is pre-recorded is I'm out again. So, my friend's leaving, dude. She's leaving the country. I know I've mentioned this more than once, but it makes me sad sometimes because she's like been a really good friend for so many years, and then I'm not going to see her again after like, what, 2.5 weeks? I suppose I think we should have some Sega Rally. And then I want some something a little bit different for Virtua Fighter. I was looking at potentially Sarah Bryant, and good lord, I've just realised this show's kind of gone back to the old days. You know, long pauses, no flow. It was doing alright while Alexis was awake, because she was kind of keeping us entertained, and as soon as she's gone to sleep, you've been focused on the TV, and I'm just like, I can't bounce off anyone. The best show is when I bounce off people. I can't bounce off anyone.
Yeah, but I'm always asleep anyway.
Well, yeah, but when you're not a sheep, when you're not a sheep,
when
you're not a sheep, meh.
I reckon
I'm. What, a sheep? Night drum and bass remix. Go on then, from the Club Saturn version, let's play some drum and bass. Because I'm not quite sure how Fighting Vipers would work, but Night's is drum and bass, that could work. Here we go then, here's some music, and then I'll tell you about this special idea that I had that will be airing in about 6 weeks' time? I'll ask Mina during the music break, because if I talk about it now, it will spoil the surprise. Does anyone even know what song that was from Knights? That was from Club Saturn. That's the Knights drum and bass mix. It was a really nice song to listen to. Very, very atmospheric and lovely, actually. But bugger me if I know what that was supposed to have been. Maybe I should have just put the ambient trance mix on and just done with that. So I did the Snapchat filter thing during that last music break, and actually I completely also forgot to talk to Mina about the thing that I wanted to talk to her about, but I did ask a question. So the surprise will come to her as well, because I didn't tell her what I wanted to do. So what I want to do is I'm obviously going to need to pre-record a show when we go to Disney. Or when we're going to Florida. In fact, I'm going to need to pre-record a couple. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to go about it.
Gab, you're recording a show,
talk. I am recording a show. I'm just trying to get my thoughts out. Also, we've had the 2 hours up already. That song lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. So, on the Saturday that we fly out to Florida, the Saturday Night Sega show is going to be dedicated to Disney music. Hooray! In the sense of, you know, obviously Aladdin for the Mega Drive, we'll probably play some from that, but also Castle of Illusion, World of Illusion, Land of Illusion, any others that I can find that might fit it, or I might just start playing some Kingdom Hearts music as well and just proper, you know, mixing it up. There's a remix of This Is Halloween that someone's made as part of a licensed remix album for Kingdom Hearts, which is called Kingdom Heartbeats, which I think is an amazing name for a remix album. And as soon as it started, I was like, oh my god, they've dubstepped This Is Halloween. This is amazing. And it is really, really cool. And I quite enjoyed it. There's also a pretty decent remix of Simple and Clean on there as well as Passion. Although I kind of wish they used Sanctuary, because whilst I like the tune of both songs, Sanctuary has English lyrics, so I can sing along to it. So that's going to be happening on the what day do we fly again? 20th of July. So that'll be our first Saturday night special before we move on to the Mega Drive Mini episode from whenever the Mega Drive Mini launches. That's sometime in September. Saturday Night Sega is coming to you live next week as we talk about anything that's happened in the last 7 days. Coming up on Sunday, I'm fairly sure Sweaty Sundays is still a thing, that's still happening, and Sega Mixer Drive as well, which last week celebrated its 300th episode. And I didn't realise it had been going long enough to have 300 episodes, and yet it has. So I think what I might do is just do a Saturday Night Sega once every day for a month, and I'll catch up and become longest running show by the end of July. Why do you look so confused? You look really perplexed. I did also, as I say, I mentioned it, I did the Snapchat filter thing, and I do look surprisingly like one of my work colleagues, which is pretty scary, actually. The more I look at it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that is almost a spitting image. The filter did a very good job of getting rid of my beard, though, which is substantial right now. I say substantial. One more song to finish, then. I suppose, really, when we think about it, there's only the one song that we haven't played yet that kind of, you know, it epitomises not only the Sega Saturn, but it also the oh god, I don't know if you can hear Alexis snoring in the background, but if you can, if you can't, it's adorable. Also goes to show that it doesn't matter how loud we are, she is completely dead to the world. A bit like Mina, actually, when she falls asleep. But where is she? Is she?
She's
proper gone.
She's wake up soon. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, for all of you listening in, I hope you found the first what, half an hour that she was awake? Hope you found that really adorable. So my youngest ever co-host on Radio Sega. It's never going to get any younger unless we get like a newborn on there to cry. I think that would probably be the youngest. But yeah, so good night from me. Good night from Mina.
Night.
And good night from Alexis. Who she would, if we said try to say good night, she'd go, night. See you morning. Okay, one more song. If you haven't guessed what it is yet, you probably won't. And I'll catch you all next week. Ta-ta!